Hey guys, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the Bumper Podcast. And this is a brutally, sadly, excitingly rough, but fun, but sad day. And I don't think I can do it myself. So who do I have here with me?
Oliver and Emerson.
Oh, you guys are going to be crazy, huh? Do you know why it's a sad day, Oliver?
Why?
Why it's an exciting day?
Why?
Why it's a big day?
Why?
Today is Oliver's last day at pre-K.
Hooray!
Why is it hooray? It's the same pre-K that you went to. We've been with this pre-K for 7 years. Ever since you were like just before you were 1 year old, you started going to this school. And you were there for, 4 years? And that's where you met all your first friends?
Ollie was there for 5 years.
And then Ollie went there. When did you start, Ollie? Yeah, Ollie was there for about 5 years. So in total, we've been there for 8 years. So last night I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I was crying because I was sad. Because here's a weird thing when you have kids. You get sad. Ollie? Yeah.
A little bit not.
You're gonna go to kindergarten next year?
All of them, because Mike and Nikki will be at there.
That's right. You're gonna have some of your pals are gonna be in your new school. So that's exciting, right? Emerson, what did we do yesterday?
We got a crayon.
No, so yesterday.
He got me a bat bear.
A bat bear. Ooh. No, we did though.
I call him Bat Bear.
So Emerson and I, for the past 3 years, we've been going to Six Flags, and yesterday we went, and what did we do?
We went on a big roller coaster that was the stupidest roller coaster in the world,
and we could barely walk after it. We thought we were gonna die.
We thought we were gonna pass out, right?
Yeah.
So remember, the microphone is right up here, so that's what we want to talk to.
Okay.
Said they almost died.
It's true. We did. It was called El Toro, and it was this wooden roller coaster, and Emerson was like, I want to go on that. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go on that. And he was like, I want to go on that. And a couple of times we walked up to the line, and we're like, no. And it was the third thing that we went on. So the first thing we went on was this big safari ride, and we got to see, what kind of animals did we see? Like crazy animals. Oliver, they can't. Oliver keeps putting his bear up to the microphone and having him say hi, hi, hi. But it was another day where you're like, you see your kids growing. Hey guys, we can't do that at all. You're telling me to shush? Yeah. Well, we're recording a podcast and you can't fight, Oliver. The bears are going to leave if you don't stop. Okay. Look at that. I'm having to be parenting right now. No, we're fine. We're good, buddy. This is, oh, we lost you? Okay. All right, we lost Emerson.
Yeah, you lost him.
He couldn't take the bears talking into the microphone. So, Ollie.
What
is your favorite thing that we do when we go to school? How do we go there?
In the car.
But in the car, but how, which way do we go?
Secret way!
That's right, we go the secret way to school.
But you never tell anybody how you're going
to
the secret way.
There's no way we're going to tell anybody. There's no way, because it's the secret way.
Yeah, and it's ours.
And it's nobody else's.
It's Morgan Farm.
Oh no, Emerson told us. Hey, don't throw anything else, buddy. And so then, at the end of school, what do? We go out in the back.
Yes.
Into the what?
Whoa.
Gray.
What is it?
It started with Emerson. Remember out back behind the school?
Yes.
What's back there? You have to cross over that bit of grass. Emerson used to do this too. Used to love to the graveyard. And what do we
love?
What do we hunt for?
Dragons.
We hunt for dragons.
That's right. And the dragons, kind of.
Have you ever seen a dragon, Emerson?
The dragons usually hunt for us.
Well, once we get to the back of it, yeah, they come looking for us.
And then we just run for our lives.
We totally run for our lives because it's terrifying to have dragons chasing you through a graveyard.
Yeah, and well,
I usually grab a rock and
And then when I throw the rock, nothing's there.
Because do you think the dragons are scared of your rocks and your rock throwing skills?
So the dragons kind of ship out.
They
like the invisible dragon.
Uh-huh.
He shares his visibleness with all the other dragons, and all of the dragons share with the other dragons. And they have the same powers. All of them have the same powers.
Is that something they can do? They can share powers?
Nope. Yeah, and they all have the same powers.
So wait, if they're all sharing the powers.
How come
they're
not here?
Where? In our house?
Yeah.
There's no dragons in our house.
They only live in the graveyard.
Yeah, dragons in the graveyard,
because
not in our house.
In
the Natural History Museum.
The persons that, the persons that had the grave,
uh-huh.
The persons that were on the deep and was the grave,
uh-huh.
Had the graves over them. Persons.
The dragons ate the people who were in the graves in the graveyard?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've never known that. Why didn't you ever tell me that?
I told you a long time ago when we used to.
So hold on a second. I'm taking my kids into a graveyard that's full of graves, full of people that the dragons ate? That's terrible parenting.
Yeah, you're too.
Yeah, but I like it.
I do too. I hope that we get to do it today.
Give me that Yankee hat.
Because this is our last day, right?
Give me that Yankee hat right up there.
Oh, it's not for you, kiddo cat.
Who's it?
It's Daddy's, and it's really old.
Well, I don't care.
One of these kids wants to be on a podcast. One of these kids wants to disrupt a podcast, and that's fine.
Okay.
What other stories you have to tell?
I don't know.
Did I show you the pictures from the safari yesterday, from the animal ride that Emerson and I went on?
No.
I didn't show you?
Yes, you did not show me.
I'm so sorry. I'll show you later, I promise. So what do you think you're going to do today? School stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what about next week? So next week you're starting kindergarten, which we talked about a little bit before.
So, I will not be there for Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's right, Monday's a vacation. And Tuesday's a holiday too, I think. And so school starts on Wednesday.
Tuesday's Gigi and Pop Day.
Oh, that's right. It's a Gigi and Pop Pop Day.
Don't hit me with a ruler.
Emerson has a ruler that he's patting in his hand kind of aggressively.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit my own head.
I don't think he should do that. I think he'll be in big trouble.
You're Baldy Basics.
What?
Baldy Basics.
Who's Baldy Basics?
Baldy!
Yeah,
When you get a question wrong, he'll come after you.
Really?
And he will try to get you with a ruler.
On your head?
Yeah.
No.
No.
He'll jump scare you and sometimes.
Jump scares are not my favorite kind of scares.
Yeah, I hate him.
Hey, wait, Emerson. So you like jump scares, right? What do you not like? Roller coaster scares. Do you remember yesterday, Ollie?
Yeah, that's a cool one.
I know, but do you remember? So we got on the roller coaster, we waited in line, and then we got up to the top, and I started going, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on this roller coaster. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I didn't know what to do with Emerson. And so I said, just close your eyes. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And
it was so high. And then when we were about to fall down, I looked up, and then we flew up in the air, and then it was turning so hard, I almost fell off my roller. I almost let go of the thing.
You're like floating in your seat, right?
Yes.
And then you said, when I said don't look, you opened your eyes, and you could see the whole park, right?
Yeah.
Like the entire thing.
Yeah, but I didn't get scared of
that. That part didn't scare you.
No.
It was the down part. And this roller coaster, it didn't stop. Like, you went down a giant hill, and then down a giant hill, and then you went, like, to the side, and it was throwing me around, and you said, does your neck hurt still? It was brutal.
My neck still hurts.
I highly recommend that no one ever ride a roller coaster again. I think we've done it for everyone. No one else. No one else needs to do a roller coaster, right?
Wait.
Well, wait. What? Do you want to do a roller coaster?
Yeah, but not the wooden one.
Not the wooden one. Not the scariest one.
Which you guys almost died off.
I don't know if we really almost died, but it was certainly terrifying.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Emma needs me.
Emma needs you. You gonna head out?
Yeah.
Okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say bye-bye, last day of pre-K.
Bye-bye, last day of pre-K.
Okay, you're going over. So that's the thing, guys. Having kids is weird. I've been up since 4 a.m. crying today because this daycare. Huh? Hey, why don't you take these bears up to mommy? She needs to talk to them.
No,
okay? And, man, they grow up, these kids, and they do it really fast. And when you're not even in the, if you're not in the moment, you do. Oh, good job. You sure do. My child has an infinity gym. I hope it's, what? Oh, let's put that down. There's a lot of things happening right now, Bumper Podcast. I'm trying to have an emotional moment with you, and my children are refusing, which is fine. That's their job.
Yeah, 3 pounds.
I know it's only 3. He found a 3-pound weight. So, it's weird. So I think I already said that. But like, when you're a parent, you're uber present in the moment. You're always there. They're always there. You come home, they're there. You take them places, whatever. And then like, a lot of it is just the rush and the grind to get from thing to thing and place to place. But then like, you don't realize that there's all this really important stuff happening in their lives. And there's these major milestones that are happening. And last night was one of the first times where it like really hit me, and hit me hard, that this place that I've been going to forever, I talk to these people every single day. And I wouldn't have kids without them, essentially. And what I mean by that is like, they've been my community. They've been my family. They've been my advocates. They've been the people who give me advice, who give me a shoulder to cry on. Parenting is rough, and I'm going to miss it desperately. But we're in a new chapter. We're in a new exciting world, and I'm super thrilled for it. And I hope that Ollie has a good time with it next week. And, you know, it's going to be a transition. And I'm going to start crying again. But you know what? We're all going to get there together.